This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Marty Walsh. Marty. He's going to learn how to speak English, but he's real.
Pardon me?
Oh, you stop it. You're embarrassing yourself.
I kid him all the time. I'm joking. He parks his car in a car barn, but he knows what he's doing.
My boy's wicked smart.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Americans are feeling the pinch.
And unless something is done and we vote these current people that are in office out and change the state of the economy, America is not first right now. We are second and we are suffering.
Always remember, if you ain't first, you're last.
Hey, so as you say that Americans are well positioned to weather this stock market decline, what is the president's message to somebody who might want to retire, but their 401k is getting wiped out?
You got to know when to hold them, when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We told you about the illegal alien driver's license bill. It was passed overwhelmingly by both houses of the legislature earlier this year, and then it was vetoed by Charlie Baker, the governor, and after he made sure they'd rounded up enough votes to override the veto. And so then it was the veto was overridden in both the House and the Senate last week or the week before. And so now the bill has gone into effect. It's become law. So illegal aliens will be allowed to get driver's licenses in Massachusetts starting July of next year. However, there is a way. There is still a way to stop it. I did not know about this until very recently. But apparently, if a bill goes into effect, becomes law, and You have the option as a group, as citizens, to try to put a ballot question on the next election, which is this November, not waiting until 24, but this November you can put it on the ballot. You have to collect, a committee has to be formed and has been formed. We're going to talk to one of the organizers right now. If the committee collects 40,120 certified signatures by August 24th for a local election official to certify, and then they file the certified signatures with the Secretary of State, Bill Galvin, by September 7th, the question can go on the November 2022 ballot. People are pretty angry about this, and I think it's got a good chance. If we can get the signatures on the to get on the ballot, I think it has a pretty good chance of passing. And so there is the new group that's been formed in the aftermath of the override of the veto is called the Fair and Secure Massachusetts Committee, and it intends to repeal driver's licenses for illegal aliens, according to one of the forums. And one of the organizers is Maureen Maloney. She's been on the show before. She is the mother of Matthew Denise. Remember him? He was from Milford. He just graduated from UMass, and he was run over by a drunken Ecuadorian who had his anchor baby in the car with him as he was driving around drunk, and ran over Matthew Denise and dragged him along until he was dead. It was a horrific, horrific crime. And so Maureen Maloney is one of the organizers. Maureen Maloney, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Hi, Howie. Thank you for having me on.
So what's the next step? First of all, I thank you on behalf of all my listeners and myself. Thanks for doing this and getting involved in this. What are the steps and what are the odds that we can get this onto the ballot?
Well, the next step is we needed to wait until yesterday afternoon when the bill was actually signed into law. Today we gathered 10 initial signatures for the petition that we're filing with the Secretary of State, which will be filed tomorrow. And then we need to wait and hear back from the Secretary of State that a ballot petition has been created, and then we can move forward with starting to collect signatures. And like you said, we do need to collect over 40,000 certified signatures. We have a short window to do this in. Regardless of when we start collecting signatures, they have to be collected by August 24th. So, you know, we're going to be looking for an army of volunteers to help us, because I know so many residents in Massachusetts oppose giving a driver's license to people in the country illegally.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Now, there's the Attorney General. Is she? I trust Bill Galvin will help. Will not try to blockade the initiative petition. I'm not so sure about the Attorney General. Does she have a say in this? Does she get to slow walk this thing? You know, try to put a halt to it or not?
Yeah, I do believe she has some say in this. So you know, we'll have to see where. You know, where this goes and how quickly it gets through this next step of the process so we can start collecting signatures.
Well, you know, this would be, I've talked to some of the local Republicans, and this would be a great way for Republican candidates for the legislature to you know, get an organization going, or if anybody they've got working for them or volunteering for them could get involved in this. And then that it could be used as a way to get other people involved in the whole, all of the Republican campaigns in the state. And you're right. I mean, this is not just a Republican issue. This is people are wild about this, Maureen Maloney.
They are. And, you know, there are candidates that have expressed an interest in supporting this. In fact, it was Jeff Deal, who's running for governor, who reached out to me and requested that I be chairperson of the Fair and Secure Committee.
Yeah, you're a well-known angel mom, and I think you've talked to Donald Trump about this issue, haven't you? And you know, you're involved in the whole movement, and this is just outrageous the way this was rammed through against the will of the people. And Mass Fiscal was involved with this, and they got thousands and thousands of people to send emails to the reps and the senators about this, and they didn't care. I don't think they flipped around any votes, in spite of all those thousands of outraged citizens telling them that this is just not the right thing to do.
And you know, that's the feedback I'm getting too. You know, it wasn't officially announced, you know, that we formed this committee and we're working on this repeal. But yesterday my phone started blowing up with calls and texts and emails, because it did leak out through a few sources, and people are very angry, and people do want to help. And so, you know, for any of your listeners who want to get involved with this, we have a website. It's www.fairandsecurema.com.
Fairandsecurema.com.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's an and spelled out. Okay.
Yes.
And that's where they can go to just get some more details. I mean, obviously, we don't have any petitions to get out there now. People are already like texting me. I'm getting a ton of people saying, "Where do I sign? Where do I sign?" We don't have that info. We just wanted to like put it out there today that this organization is being formed. And do you have any ballpark estimate of how soon you're going to have petitions on the street that we can start passing out, or all of us can start passing out?
You know, I don't know, because this is going to be in the hands of the Secretary of State, and you know, how long it takes for them to process this, I don't know. So hopefully they will expedite it, but you know how that goes.
Yeah.
But your listeners can go to the fairandsecurema.com website, and they can sign up to be a volunteer. The website is still a work in progress. We just have it set up to register volunteers, but over the next couple of days, we will have a lot more information on that website.
Okay, and that's great. And I assume you'll be reaching out to all the Republican candidates, probably even some Democrats, because, I mean, there were, I think, five Democrats in the Senate and maybe like six to eight Democrats in the House who voted against this. They didn't go 100% against it. They went 95% against it, which is pretty bad. But still, you may get some. And their constituents, a lot of Democrats don't like this, you know, and they understand. Some of them understood that, like Nick Collins from South Boston, for example. I mean, he understood that his constituents didn't want this.
Right. You know, it's just, it's not a good law. And, you know, people are unhappy with it. And, you know, aside from the fact that this law is rewarding people for being in the country illegally by giving them a valid driver's license, giving them a valid form of identification. You know, we don't know who these people are. And, you know, how can we expect the RMV, you know, who has had its share of issues in the past, to authenticate these documents that will be presented to them from different countries in different languages? And we have people in the country here from over 120 different countries.
Right. There was just a story in the paper last week, I think, or 2 weeks ago, that the registry has had to recall 53,000 driver's licenses that had some kind of flaw in them. These are from American citizens. I assume some of them are the real IDs. If they can't handle citizens, or the guy who killed the seven motorcyclists up in New Hampshire. He was a legal alien, but he was a career criminal, and they'd never bothered to pull his license. They can't handle the tasks they've already been assigned, and they're still reeling from COVID. You have to call them to make an appointment. They can't handle this, and they know they can't. You know, we've talked to Dave DeCoste. You know him. He's the state rep from Norwell. He says he talks to people that work at the RMV, and they're pulling their hair out, having this thrust upon them. There's no way they can do this properly. It shouldn't be done to begin with.
Great. And, you know, then there's the issue of, you know, election fraud, because when, you know, these illegal aliens sign up for a driver's license, they're automatically registered to vote. You know, the RMV contacts their town to register them to vote. And
and the Republicans put in some amendments. They tried to put in some amendments to make sure that the town clerks got the lists of every illegal alien that they got a driver's license, so they could theoretically at least stop them from registering to vote. But the Democrats voted it down because it's too good an opportunity to increase voter fraud. I mean, let's be honest about it. Why would you vote that provision down unless you wanted to have more voter fraud? I mean, it's ridiculous. So, Maureen Maloney, I'm so happy you're involved in this, and I'm so happy that this thing is going forward. So give us the web address one more time.
It is www.fairandsecurema.com.
All right, Maureen Maloney, we're going to be in touch with you as we get closer to this thing, and we'll stay on top of this, and we will definitely be involved. And you know, I'll be doing a lot of remotes, especially down on the Cape this summer, and we can get you a lot of signatures. I know you can't get them for, they got to be from a spread of counties, but when you're down on the Cape in the summer, we'll be getting people from everywhere. We'll get you a lot of signatures, Maureen, if this can get to the ballot. It's tougher to get signatures now because you used to get them at church, but so few people go to church now after COVID. But this is half as many signatures as you need under normal circumstances. So we got a shot at this if we can get it moved quickly. Thank you, Maureen Maloney. 844-500-4242. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you're proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of your life becomes so much easier. It's a cliche, but it's true. You only have one chance to make a good first impression, and a lot of that first impression comes from your smile. If you've been procrastinating for more than 2 years now about getting dental work done, whether it's just a simple checkup or a teeth cleaning or more complicated work on your mouth, it's time to do it. The longer you wait, the more painful and the bigger headache it's going to be. Perfect Smiles is the place to go. It's summer is here, and you have the opportunity to make this summer the time for a new you. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? This year, take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call Dr. Houghton at Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. This is the best dental office you will ever see. From Dr. Houghton to his dental technicians, his hygienists, they all do a fantastic job. They're conveniently located off Route 3, and they have plenty of parking. You can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
You've got it. From what I've heard here, yeah, you've got it. And you're stuck with it. And I don't care if you wanted to get rid of it. You could. It's always going to be there.
He's Howie Carr. He's a history buff's history buff.
You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty standing there in a harp, screaming out the wall of nations in a world. Send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by HelloFresh. My secret to a stress-free summer? HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers chef-crafted recipes featuring the season's ripest fruits and veggies right to my door. So I get to spend less time at the grocery store and more time relaxing. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who will be the front runner if Biden and Kamala aren't on the ticket in 2024? Bernie Sanders, the fake Indian, Pete Buttigieg, Beta O'Rourke, or Amy Klobuchar?
I'm going to say Buttigieg. She's the new flavor of the month. He will be.
29% say Pete Buttigieg. 29% also say Bernie Sanders.
And after Buttigieg, what comes?
The fake Indian, 20%.
No, but I just mean after you've had the gay candidate, do you have a transsexual candidate? Do you have an illegal alien transsexual candidate?
Polyamorous.
Yeah, I mean, it could keep going, for probably the better part of the 21st century. You could always have a new variation on a theme, I
new
guess.
New variant, if you will.
that too. 844-500-4242. I'm so glad that they're going to try to do so. I didn't actually know that this existed until I went to an event about 10 days ago that you could turn one of these around this quickly. And again, it's going to take some time to see if we can do this. And again, I wouldn't be surprised to see Mara Healey try to stop it in its tracks. I mean, the boundless cynicism and corruption of Beacon Hill, it can't be underestimated. But give it a shot, and I'll keep you informed about what's going on. Deputy Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Deputy Bob.
Howie, thank you so much for taking my call. Hey, I called in with the Solar Wind song to the Chump Line last week. I thought I had a good one there.
Well, I don't know.
Not as good as Taylor's, though. Not as good as Taylor's.
See, this is the thing. It's like the old days in the 40s. Someone would write a song in Tin Pan Alley and they'd take it around and they'd sell it to everybody. Dick Haymes is doing it. Bing Crosby is doing it.
Think of it this way. Sinatra did Everybody Loves Somebody first, I believe, and then Dean Martin did it and had the hit.
Right.
Franks went nowhere, so.
How Are Things in Glockamora was done by everybody, for goodness sake. They were all done by everybody, It's just one of those things, Deputy Bob. You got to get, that's showbiz,
I understand, Howie, that Maureen Maloney, just as you were talking to her, I said, that will be a great campaigning tool for my campaign down here in the 10th Bristol District. The nomination papers, going around having people signing those, it was a great way to interact with people and talk with them, and yeah. I'll certainly be using it down here.
Well, you should. You should. Every Republican candidate, even a Democrat candidate, if you're conservative, not that there are that many left, but you can use this to build an organization. This is a good way. People are more outraged by this than they are about their local hack Democrat that they never see. We'll take some more calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Why did they postpone the hearing, the January 6th committee? Lack of interest, says one of the VIPs. I mean, that goes without saying, right? I mean, they knew there was a lack of interest going in. It can't be a surprise that there's a lack of interest. There must be something else going on here. I don't know what it is. 844-500-4242. The lie, they got caught in a lie, apparently. I'm just looking at PJ Media. The January 6th committee lied when it suggested Representative Barry Loudermilk, Republican of Georgia, brought protesters on a recon tour of the Capitol on January 5th, and that the visitors were hoping to learn the layout. They sent a letter to Loudermilk stating the following: based on our review of evidence, we believe you have information regarding a tour you led, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Is this like the tour that they accused Representative Boebert from Colorado, and it turned out it was her family? A couple of her kids and her uncle was there, all these terrorists that were there. The truth is, Loudermilk simply gave a tour to some constituents. And one of the Capitol Police Chief, J. Thomas Manger, even called out the Democrats on this. He sent a letter stating there was no evidence that Loudermilk led a secret, super secret info gathering on January 5th. There is no evidence. We train our officers on being alert for people conducting surveillance or reconnaissance, and we do not consider any of the activities we observed as suspicious. And this, I mean, how many lies does Schiff get away with? The guy, I know it doesn't mean anything. He went to Harvard Law School, though, right? He went to Harvard Law. He's a former U.S. attorney. There are certain rules of evidence, and I would think there would be more binding the further up you go in the court system. He must have tried cases in the U.S. District Court. And he just goes in there and makes stuff up. What would happen if he was prosecuting you, if you were a defendant, and he started making stuff up? You'd be pretty angry, I think. But he's been doing that to Donald Trump and Carter Page and George Papadopoulos. Now he's doing it to his own fellow reps. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Howie, I think the Democrats have served us up one hell of a cheek to punch this November. We don't only get a chance to vote against the voting for immigrants, illegal immigrants. We also get a chance to vote against every Democrat that supported the bill, including the people in Washington that are allowing the illegal immigration coming into this country. I think this is a rallying point that we can't say no to. We've got to get on board this ship and make sure we turn the State House around, expose the corruption that's been going on there for years.
I agree. I agree, Bob. You know, I wrote a column for tomorrow, and I said this is like 1990, only I think people are surlier than they were in 1990 when the Republicans elected, you know, the governor, the treasurer. They knocked over offices nobody barely knew existed, you know, like register of probate in Southern Middlesex County. Who the hell knows what that office is, you know? But the Republicans knocked off a Democrat hack by 40,000 votes. They almost took over control of the Senate from Billy Bulger. It was so it was so amazing. The only problem, Bob, is that, you know, so many of the people that were around in 1990, it's not so much that they're dead. Some of them are dead, obviously, because time marches on. But a lot of people, small business owners, blue collars, are gone. They went to Florida or Texas or Tennessee or New Hampshire. Most of those states don't have income taxes, state income taxes. That's why they left, you know? I just don't know whether there are enough people to have a 1990 type of tidal wave election that we had in, 32 years ago. But you're right. I mean, this is a perfect opportunity to really rally everybody who's fed up with this stuff. And, you know, it was very depressing knowing that they were going to override the veto fairly, but handily. But this is a way to strike back and to get everybody interested and worked up. And if they can get the petitions out, we will work hard, and we will make sure that there are plenty of opportunities in addition to all the Republican candidates who I'm sure will be doing a great job getting the word out. We'll have the petitions available at our events, remotes. By the way, we will be in Pocasset in Bourne on Friday afternoon at Payne's Patio. It's a great place to shop for furnishings for your patio if you're down on the Cape or in the anywhere, actually. They'll deliver anywhere, I believe. But come on down to Payne's Patio and in Pocasset, and I'll be there from 3 to 6. Grace will be showing up probably sometime around 4 o'clock. We'll have t-shirts and books for sale. Good place to get your Father's Day gifts. If you haven't done it, just come and get your picture taken with me and check out all the great furniture and furnishings for your porch or your patio at Payne's Furniture in Pocasset. And if you get the Herald, we got an ad in the Herald, and I think it's on the webpage, thehowiecarshow.com. Click on it's on the top, I think, and you can see it. And also get your Maria's Ristorante gift certificates to a fine Italian restaurant, the oldest Italian restaurant in Portland. That's a $50 gift certificate for $25. $25. It's a hell of a deal, and it's a great, great restaurant. Got any meatballs left, Taylor, or are they all gone now?
I think we've got plenty of meatballs left. I haven't touched any.
Okay. Well, we don't have plenty of them left because I've been touching them all day. So... But there may be a couple left. But anyway, they're fantastic. And try them if you're going up there. 844-500. There's a lot of, everything there is great. It's a great place. We had a great time, the mailroom manager and I. By the way, it is time to announce our $50 for gas money winner for the day. As you know, for the last couple of months, Grace and I have been giving away each $50 a day every weekday to people that are on our email mailing list. All you got to do to get in the contest, there are no obligations. Just give us your email address. Are all the VIPs on our email address? Yeah, everybody here is on our email list, all the VIPs. So you guys could win at some point. You get $50. That's all you got to do is get your name on the email list. So go to howiecarshow.com and it'll pop up, and then you'll be entered to win. So now it's time to announce today's winner. Jim from Aberdeen, North Carolina. You have won $50 for gas from Howie and Grace. Look for an email from store@howiecarshow.com with instructions on how to collect your $50. We'll send you a check. This is what I mean about everybody having so many people moved out of state. You know, we have people from winning from Florida, West Virginia, North Carolina, everywhere now. I mean, I'm sorry they're not here. I'm sort of sorry they're not here, but on the other hand, because I'm gone too, so how sorry can I be? I mean, I'm here right now, but I'm usually in Florida. And on the other hand, I'm glad we still have the technology that they can listen to the show just like they were still here in this benighted Commonwealth of Massachusetts where we all live. Anyway, if you want $50 for gas from Howie and Grace, go to howiecarshow.com. And sign up for a chance to win $50 in gas money. Doesn't matter how long you've been in the on the mailing list, you're entered to win. 844-500-4242. I wanted to play a cut. You know, Brandon has been bragging, or was bragging until fairly recently. As recently as January, he was bragging about how great the stock market was doing. And again, remember, today was a good day in the stock market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average only went down 150 points. Yesterday, it was 875 points. Friday, it was 880 points. I'm going to look at my 401k from the Herald. I'm going to be down 10% tomorrow. I have a very conservative portfolio. You know what? You know, people are going, you're only down 10%? You're doing a good job, Howie. You're doing a good job. Cash. Cash is king, and precious metals. But anyway, this is Biden bragging. This is something you don't hear too much of this anymore. Cut three.
The stock market, the last guy's measure of everything, is about 20% higher than it was when my predecessor was there. It has hit record after record after record on my watch.
Now it's below what the other guy had it. The other guy had it. Would you like to hear what Donald Trump said about Biden and the stock market? Cut to.
Look at the records. He tried to hurt Social Security years ago.
All right, let's move on. I'm going to move on. Let me, Mr. President, I have to move on to the next question.
They said the stock market will boom if I'm elected. If he's elected, the stock market will crash.
Okay, let's move on to the next question.
He's a regular Nostradamus. He's better than the Delphic Oracle, and he doesn't even use the entrails of sheep and chickens. It just comes right off the, he doesn't even use the magic eight ball. See, Taylor's got the magic eight ball right there. 8-4. We're going to have to bring back the magic eight ball fairly soon. Pat, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pat.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hi, Howie. This is Pat from Cape Cod.
How you doing?
Good. I wanted to let you know the price of gas in Dennis, Mass. On Cape Cod is $5.08.
$5.08. That's about average. Actually, that's a little. Yeah, it's about average for the day. According to AAA, at about 6 this morning, the average price in the state was $5.05. So that's not bad, actually, Pat. I mean it's horrible, but I mean compared to everything else, it's not that bad.
No, but you know. As you know, it costs probably close. I have a small, tiny little Toyota Prius, and it cost me $50, and that's only like not even. That's about half a tank.
I know. And you know, they keep saying, well, you know, if you just spend the money to get a Prius or a Tesla, but you know that now they're talking Illinois, another blue state that's been run into the ground. They're talking about brownouts there. There's a big story in the Chicago papers today that they're predicting brownouts because they've shut down all the coal facilities. And Southern Illinois has got coal. But what are they doing? I mean, I still think they're digging it up, but they're probably sending it to China now. So they're going to have brownouts in Illinois. Land of Lincoln. Land of Lincoln and brownouts. That's the new thing. Thanks for the call, Pat. 844-500-4242, 860. I'm afraid to look. My little portfolio is down, I think, 60%. Wish I hadn't looked. Thanks, Brandon. It's brutal. It's brutal. Now they're talking about the price of real estate is starting to come down already. They haven't even started really the interest. Well, they're beginning the interest rate hikes. And the people who waited to sell their property may regret it, I think. The people who bought this year, I think they're going to regret it even more. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. What is this, Taylor? I like the piano.
Paul McCartney, Great Cock and Seagull Race.
Paul McCartney? I'm not familiar with
this
that
one. This is from his Ram album, I think.
Okay, it's pretty good. I like it. 844-500-4242, primary elections tonight. I'm interested in the, well, first of all, I'm interested in the one in Maine, in Cumberland County, where the Soros-funded DA candidate is running against a moderate Democrat. I didn't think too much of her campaign, but then I saw a million signs. I know the old cliche, yard signs don't vote, but, you know, still, someone had to put them out there, right? Kind of worries me. I hope the incumbent Democrat prevails. I don't say that often, but I'm saying it right now. And I'm interested in those South Carolina races too. Those congressmen. There's two congressmen who voted to Republican congressmen, obviously, who voted to impeach Trump in 2021 in the second go around, the second extravaganza, impeachment palooza. And he's endorsed their opponents. That's going to be very. I'm really interested in those two fights. 844-500. And South Carolina closes pretty early. Don't have to stay up, burn the midnight oil to find out who's going to win those. I don't think. 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Howie. Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I just want to say that Taylor's SolarWind is a complete masterpiece.
It is.
I was in Greensboro Costco yesterday, and it was, I'm living large, it was $449.9 for regular.
Okay. Wow. You are living right. Boy.
God bless you all.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. By the way, you can. I'll let Taylor tell you where you can find the Solar Wind.
Yeah, you can go to HowieCarshow.com. It's right there. We've also put out all the links on Facebook, Twitter, Getter. So find it wherever.
Yeah, it's good. And if you haven't heard it, you should definitely check it out. 844-500-4242. You got to listen to this Rick Scott ad. You know, he's trying to make. Brandon is trying to make Rick Scott the face of the Republican Party just because he's got this one-man crusade. He's a businessman, you know, before he was governor and now senator from Florida. And he says everybody needs some skin in the game, you know, to be paying a little bit of taxes because half the population doesn't pay any taxes anymore after these so-called reforms. And so you know, Brandon's trying to make it like he's, you know, every Republican wants to tax the non-working classes. So Rick Scott's got a lot of money, and he's got an ad running now calling on, well, listen to him, cut five.
Joe Biden has destroyed America's economy. It's time to be honest with the American people. Joe Biden is unfit for office and should resign.
Senator Rick Scott, Wisconsin, I think the man has a problem.
I'm Rick Scott from Florida, and I do have a problem, and so does every American. Biden is forcing America into a recession. I've got a plan to turn our country around. Take a look at rescueamerica.com. I approve this message.
Why don't more people put out ads like that? All these people have TV shows, they have radio shows, and you've got all this comic gold. I mean, I know it's a small silver lining to a dark cloud, but you can have fun with that. These VIPs are cracking up. I'm cracking up. You're out in the car driving around. You like that. It's funny stuff. Where is it? I want to get the sound from where he's talking about him and Bo skeet shooting when he says, yeah, child care, $14,000 a month. A month? Good Lord. 844-500-4242, 843. South Carolina closes at 7, hoping Arrington unseats Nancy Mace. She's one of the incumbents. The other one is Rice, running against a guy named Fry. Fry the Rice. That's the slogan. I'm Howie Carr.